Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, the ultimate digital Dungeons & Dragons toolkit that takes all the confusing rules of D&D and compresses it into an awesome online package, perfect for D&D newcomers and veterans. Use a link in the podcast description to try out D&D Beyond for free.
Hello and welcome back to Erois. Whilst trying to seal a planar rift containing the power of Hadar, our heroes were sent hurtling across the multiverse. They explored new worlds and planets, meeting new allies and making new enemies. They learned more about the Valkyrian Empire, its influence spread across many of the known worlds. After weeks of travel, the party found their home plane of Erois, and thanks to the help of a Medusa pilot, Thalia, and the aid of the god Palador, they bypassed the magical barrier protecting their world and returned home. The party spent time catching up with the crew of their airship, the Storm Chaser, and sat down to make plans on what they must do next to stop Kallus Valkyrian's conquest of Erois, as well as the more looming threat of Hadar. They've decided to stock up on supplies and then head out to track down a shard of Tiangong, Nova's sentient hexblade weapon, which they believe to be nearby. However, as they rest on the Storm Chaser for the first time in weeks, Nova Vija begins to dream. That is where we pick up today's episode. Nova, the dream begins to take shape, and I think that knowing the spell yourself, you become instantly aware that you are under the effect of the spell dream. The world conjured around you takes on a familiar but still different appearance. You appear to be in a city that is very close to your home of Vortensar, but different. It is grander, to a larger scale. It is a city where the four elements have been brought and blended together. Canals of water run through beautifully carved stone buildings. Air currents lift up entire districts high above, and rings of flame cast down heat and light, and great factories in the distance roar with the power of elemental fire. Standing before you, a man in a suit of black full armor, enhanced with magitech, long flowing black hair, and a very worn and weary expression on his face. Ah, Nova Vija. And he just stands and waits for a moment to see your reaction.
Just silence.
Okay. I will not keep you long, but I am to understand. Well, I thought perhaps I should show you your homeworld now that you know of it. This is one of the largest cities on Ganas. kind of waves his hand, and the imagery, the landscape around you begins to shift, and you begin kind of pulling away to get almost a bird's eye view. And you can see a world where the four elements have been brought together into harmony, working with each other, the landscape sculpted to allow these four elemental planes and beings to exist perfectly. Not quite an epic metropolis, as you saw of Gideon Prime, but a world of culture, of prosperity that has developed very, very well.
I thought perhaps I should show you your world now that you are aware of it. See how it has flourished within my empire.
So at this point, Nova is looking wild-eyed out at these sights and just drinking it in, and almost kind of is forgetting who she's in the presence of and why she's here, because she's so enraptured by seeing what she's wanted to see, you know, seeing Ganas. Yeah, she's almost kind of, she's just lost in it.
You can see that there are almost whole, not quite whole cities, but whole districts suspended in the air that seem designed for Air Ganassi specifically to live. The houses are carved almost to resemble clouds and kind of wispy spires that rise up. And with a wave of a hand, you begin to see kind of almost translucent images of people, various different Ganassi, just going about their normal lives. And you see Air Ganassi kind of levitating up to these higher districts, going down. You see water Ganassi swimming through the canals. Fire Ganassi walking barefoot, leaving slightly flaming footprints along these hot coals and magma beds as they make their way.
So this could have been my home. This could have been where I lived.
If Jasavir and Vortensar had not switched places, this is indeed where you would have grown. No doubt you would have been a bright mind. There's a number of academies and foundries, workshops here on Ganas. Your people have always had a very intense curiosity to the world, especially the world of elements and magic. I suspect you would have been a star pupil. I'm showing this to you because this is the last time that we will communicate in this manner.
You got more busier things on your mind? Things to do? Stuff ramping up?
You are much braver than the first time we spoke. You were fear trembling in my presence. I am busy, yes. But it has become clear to me that whilst you may understand my true goal, we will never see eye to eye on my methods.
Before we go into that, why did you imprison the Jasavir elves? Why did you send them away? Why did you hide them?
I think you already know the answer to that, Nova. You are a smart woman.
I want you to say it.
They knew the truth of Erois. Erois was my empire's first real defeat. It would cause many unseen problems. A blow whose fractures would spread and crack. Not just to weaken my military strength, it would cause a lot of death. Riots, people would rise up, people would lose faith in the structures and the systems, panic. They are not ill-treated. None of my prisoners are. I'm not some despot who is doing this for some sick need of conquest or satisfaction. I do not see the Jasavir elves as my enemy, but they represent a threat to what I have built, so they must be contained.
That's the problem. I understand. I really do. I understand why you're doing this, and you say I'm not frightened of you because I am far more frightened of Hadar. And frankly, I don't have a lot of emotional energy left over from that. But I just wish that you would, instead of conquest, instead of enslavement, instead of incarceration, instead of all of this, instead of brainwashing and lies, you would just, for once, talk. Meet with the leaders and talk and explain why you want to do this. But you want to go your own way. You want to do things your way. You don't want to listen to anyone anymore. And that's why you're going down the wrong path. But I think you're too closed-minded and closed-hearted to see that.
Are you done?
I want to fight alongside you, Starbane. I really do. But I want to fight alongside you against Hadar, not Arois.
Call me Callus. Starbane is a name that Arois and people who see me as nothing more as a conqueror, but I think you know I'm more than that. I cannot say if we will fight on the same side. I am not fighting for Arois. Arois has something I need. You know this. Something I need to defeat Hadar. In terms of your earlier point, I have lived for thousands of years, Nova Vija. Do you honestly think that I have not tried your way? That I was not once young and idealistic and naive as you are now? Do you know why that I speak to you in this manner, Nova Vija? It is because I see so much of me in you. But I also know that weakness, those naive, idealistic thoughts, they are very noble, and I admire them immensely. But it is not the reality of how the multiverse works. I have tried speaking. I have tried talking, negotiating, trading, imagining and establishing alliances. It failed. It always failed. Because people, not all, but enough people are swayed by greed or selfishness or jealousy or power that they cannot be trusted. There is only one consistent thing that keeps people in line. I truly hope that when next we meet, it is as allies. Because if we meet as enemies, Nova Vija, I will have to kill you. And he just steps back and the dream collapses around you. Almost breaking as if a great mirror shattering and falling away as he just fades. And that's it. That's the dream. You all wake up. Have a long rest.
Oh, what a great night's sleep on the airship. It's in so long. Oh, really, really, really peaceful sleep. Nothing happened to me.
Very nice sleep.
I feel like myself again.
Good.
Yeah, it is a fresh... I think you guys are kind of bordering into early spring now. It's a fresh morning on Arois. Just giving Kim a bit of a minute just to kind of compose herself.
Three fucking weeks for this, Mark.
You had your little speech. Why? And he had his little speech, and then he's like, no, nope, I'm done. I've got the last point.
I want him to be my friend.
Oh, you know how to do that.
Yeah, you know how to do that. Yeah. You just need to.
He's just
stop
said he's blocked
him.
Me now. He's deleted my number. He's deleted my number. Yeah. That's it. He's Facebook blocked me.
Anyway, what do you guys want to do? I know that we've been talking off screen about purchasing some things. We don't necessarily need to roleplay all that out. We can just literally go through a list of what people want to buy. If there's anything you guys want to do in the city of Porta Sovrano, which is one of the major port cities in the Hawksdawn archipelago.
Yeah. I mean, I bought basically just spell components. Enough for mm-hmm. three uses of Greater Restoration and for one use of Raise Dead.
He's finally done it.
So I read the Raise Dead spell, and it turns out I can use it for as long as 10 days after someone's death. So I thought it was like, as long as I have it prepared all the time and I have to use it in the moment. But no, I'm
you're thinking of Revivify, is that? Revivify is you basically have to cast it within a minute of them dying.
So, I've got the components for that. And I will take through those slowly.
Okay.
Nice. I got some holy water and some powdered silver or iron for some spell stuff and some diamonds for Revivify.
So essentially he was like, I will be the defibrillator. If Quillip will not, I will. Sounds good. And then you also bought some jewellery, right? Or you wanted to just get some like gemstones. What was that for, Reed? Tell us.
I wanted to commission a little brooch for Sentry, so I've kind of sketched out a little design.
I love it.
It looks like the shield from Hades.
That's it, yeah.
Me and Tom might have Hades on the brain.
2.0.
Yeah.
I love it. No, so is that like a little kind of cloak brooch, like a cloak cast to keep the cloak together? Is it like a medal? Oh, okay. So it's like that. Yeah, absolutely. That's lovely. I love that. What a sweet little badge. And like the components to make that. I mean, how much, like, is this made from gemstones or is this like, you know, the best platinum you can get hold of? Like, is this meant to be like a really, you know, fancy piece of jewelry or
Sentry's got 116 gold on her. I think it's more of like a motivational kind of piece for her, something to remind her of how far they've come, like, and remind her that she is capable, she can do what she needs to
She's Sentinel Prime. Something like that I think would cost you about 25 gold for like a, or maybe 50 awesome. Gold actually, because it has gemstones and stuff in it. Yeah, cool. 50 gold. It's very, very beautiful. It's a nice little statement piece. Perfect. Yeah, awesome. And then you bought some spell stuff. Okay, anybody else?
I did a few things. I have finally spent the gold and taken the time to learn Heal Greater Injury using my ritual casting Eldritch Invocation
Book of Shadows.
Book of Shadows, yeah. I've also bought the components needed for that so I can cast it once. I also bought two Greater Healing Potions, sold a bunch of crap, like mundane, you know, armor and stuff I wasn't using. And I also bought the Scroll of Summon Elemental, so if we want, we can summon an air elemental, beat the crap out of that, glue it onto the wing, glue that onto Quill, and Quill can fly.
Yep.
So yeah, cool.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. Do you guys want to, so you've bought a lot of like kind of off the stuff, is there anything else, like any other big purchases, Lucius or Ayla, anything that you guys want to do before you head out, before you ship out?
My brain is blanking. There's probably some cool things that I literally have spent this time thinking about and cannot think of them. I just stocked up on a couple of potions, really, for Ayla.
Okay. Sure.
Lucius would have seen everyone like take proactive action to go and finally clear out the cobwebs in their backpacks and stuff like that. So he's like, okay, let's do this. He spills out everything on the floor and organizes it around. He's like, well, okay, so, no, I will need that one, just in case. The dagger, maybe, you never know.
So he gets rid of nothing.
I probably should keep, you never know. He keeps everything.
Okay, so he gets rid of nothing, buys nothing, is just spends the day going through his stuff and just kind of Mary Kondoing it, but not actually getting rid of anything. Love it. Pretty much.
He's still penniless. He's still penniless as well.
Yeah. The only other thing I was wondering is if we should get a bag of holding, but I think it's probably a group discussion.
I mean,
of if we should.
You can. There is a place in Porta Sovrana which you can go to and buy that sort of thing. This is definitely the place where you can get hold of. Maybe not like they're not mega magic items, but you could definitely buy something like a bag of holding. Like that is something that is likely to be here.
Nova is, carried an Ethereum engine. For like 5 episodes, we don't need one.
Well,
I mean,
I might
got
do going forward.
10 platinum bars that are very heavy. That
They are very heavy.
I'm just wondering if overall, if we should do that. Yeah, I know, but we keep getting separated from the ship.
I'm up for it.
So,
yeah, me too.
I think.
Wait, no, I've got one better. How about instead of a bag of holding, which is what, 5,000 gold?
Did you say? Hold of bagging.
About 4,000.
4,000. How about 5,000? We get Liam in secret chest, which directly teleports everything from the ship back to me with a tiny little chest. I've got that spell.
That is another thing.
What if the ship's destroyed?
Then we lose everything.
Ooh. I think Thomas would very much like his cool chest spell, which would allow you to carry around lots of things.
But do you have to carry? Do you have to cast that spell every time you want to get it?
Every time you want to get stuff in and out of it, he has to cast the spell. Yes.
And then again, are we not?
That seems like a bit of a pain in the butt. We've got 10 platinum bars.
Tom's never going to get
Why not
spell.
Both?
You could do both. You could do both. Yeah, you certainly could.
What if we put
Liam in the secret chest in a holding?
Yeah, in the yeah.
Can that work?
Maybe.
Why though?
That's how Hadar was born.
Why? I don't know. We've got 10 platinum bars, so I'm just saying we should
both?
Get something.
Get both.
I vote both.
What?
I vote both.
Right, we've got 2 votes for both.
Both is good.
Both.
3 votes for both. That's a majority. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
why are you unhappy now, Tom? You're getting what you want.
What I wanted was not a 40-minute shopping episode.
Well, it's not going to be.
That was like 2 minutes.
You're making it longer.
You're making it longer. My whole thing is making it longer.
The Dale Geld Trading Company. Vishtan of the Dale Geld Trading Company has a bag of holding and can help organize, because it's going to take Nova 10 hours to learn Heal Greater Injury anyway.
Yeah.
In that time, a chest can be commissioned, and through a little bit of use of creation magic, a 5,000 GP chest can be constructed for Quill.
Okay, turns out it doesn't, the chest, the actual chest, is not on this airship or somewhere I put it, like an ender chest or something. It's on like the ethereal plane.
Yeah, you store it on the ethereal plane and carry it with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is going to be 4,000 gold for a bag of holding. You can also, Vishtan will also offer you, rather than the bag of holding, you could also buy Heward's Handy Haversack, which is a backpack which has... It can carry less than a bag of holding, but it is less expensive, and it's just like a backpack that you wear, and it's got like little pockets. It's got like little tiny bags of holding built as little pockets and pouches on the haversack.
That's pretty cool.
Like cargo pants.
We could get the tiny bag of holding and the secret chest, and then we've
because
the
secret chest will
worlds,
be good for big things, like, oh, we've just found a giant gold statue that we can't carry. Put it
Let's
in the chest.
Let's do that. Let's get the little haversack then. That's fine.
Okay. The Heward's Handy Haversack is 2,000 gold. So mark off 7,000, 5,000 GP for
How
the
much
chest.
Is a platinum bar?
I think I said that they were worth 1,000 platinum each, and you had 10 of them, so you had 10,000. But you spent 1 platinum bar? No, that was the crystals.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, so it was the crystals that you spent one of for the motorbike, for the Magitek bike, I should say. So you've got the 10 bars. Yeah, they're worth 1,000 gold each bar, basically. You have 10,000 gold in those bars.
So we have 3 bars left.
Yes.
Okay.
And a very expensive scroll.
You do have a spell of Screstra.
That you're never going to do.
Vishtan is very happy to buy that off you.
No,
Lucius.
He offered me less. He doesn't have my custom.
This is beyond shopping if we're done with that.
Okay. Are we done with that?
I got one more thing. Just as a point of admin, and this is more for the audience, I do remember that we have the Pylon Golem's Gatling gun. We are storing that on the ship, and we'll get that fitted to the ship, but we need a special craftsperson to do that.
You need an airship shipwright to do that. Yes.
Yeah. So that will
happen. Before anybody's what is that the thing?
I'll add the haversack. What's the haversack called?
Heward's Handy Haversack.
Heward's.
Yeah, H-E-W-A-R-D. I'm sure if you put haversack in, it will probably come
Find
up.
Find it.
There you go.
Add. Okay, it's in my inventory.
And then, Quill, you need to write in your inventory that you have a 5,000 GP Learman secret chest.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I'll put chest until I can find a proper one.
You just need to add it. Yeah. It needs to be added as a custom item. It's not. There's not going to be a set item in D&D Beyond called 5,000 GP chest.
Yeah.
So you'll need to just
manually write it in the equipment. But
hey, yeah. We have stuff to hold things now. Go team.
Oh, also,
and I'm assuming
Quill,
Ayla,
reason,
are you gone?
Sorry, Quill. For some reason, I still have your note. I think we had some fucking around with scroll cases, and like I've ended up with your note that was in your scroll case or something. Have it back.
Do you remember that?
There you go. You've got it back now. I've taken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Katie,
Nova
is Ayla
not
wearing
looked at it.
Okay. Ayla's
yeah,
gonna
I'll wear
the
haversack,
backpack, yeah?
That's fine.
Okay, sure. So basically any larger, or if like you've got lots of money, Katie should now keep that inventory. So I know Kim's been keeping a lot of stuff. Anything that goes in the haversack, Katie is keeping a note of, all right? That's on you now.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So with that done, yeah, I'm not going to roleplay all of that out. You guys buy all the stuff that you need, and a day passes. The time it takes to get the chest commissioned, the time it takes for Nova to learn heal greater injury, by the time you've all done your shopping for various spell components, we will say a day has passed.
I'm assuming I got a tiny replica as well, right? With that? If I was commissioning literally that, cool. Perfect, great.
Was there a
time... Do you want me to put it in the bag? I can put it in the bag, Quill. In the bag? Yeah?
Every time Trog has to speak.
Sorry.
It's all right. It was funny.
Was there a time dilation need? Was there a time dilation thingy when we arrived back on Eros?
There was. I forget that you weren't here for the episode that came back. Yes. So you guys had spent about 14 days in astral space and about 10 days passed on Eros. So it was very minor, but there was definitely like some...
A 10-day.
Wobbly... Yeah, a 10-day.
Timey-wimey.
But yeah. Yeah, but there was definitely some...
Wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
Okay, cool. Good to know. I think Lucius, because he's not shopping, he's going to spend the whole day really just excited. Do we have the Storm Chaser nearby?
It's in Porta Savannah. Yeah, you've been sleeping on it and stuff like that.
So he's going to spend the whole day speaking to every crew member. Hey, it's so good to see you again. How's everything? How's everything to everyone?
We kind of did this when you weren't here, but yeah, Lucia spends the day chatting, talking with everyone, catching up. Is incredibly relieved that you are all back. Araya, and you kind of learn what everyone's been doing. Araya and Kamara have been earning money in the fighting, entertainment and the Devil's Dance Inn that you stayed at once. They've been doing that, earning a little bit of money. Howard has been doing like cooking jobs, and everybody's kind of just been earning enough money to live, you know, whilst you guys were away, well as pay for the ship's docking fees. Everybody is doing very well. Faith is obviously very excited to see you when you return, and just checks in with you and makes sure that you are all right and everything else. But yeah, you don't get the impression that anybody is mad at any of you. They almost are relieved that you're okay. It sounds like Araya has been kind of keeping them appraised from whatever she could figure out what was going on.
Ask Araya, again, this has probably all happened already, but whether the crew has been informed of what happened to us.
So I think that when we last spoke, we were waiting for you to come back, where the party had said, we will tell you everything, but we need to kind of get settled in and everything else. So I think that is maybe something that, yeah, we could do as a group and roleplay through Lucius actually kind of addressing everybody for that.
I'll say everyone out is very excited to be back on Eros, just doing normal things. So we'll give it a day, and then perhaps in the morning tomorrow, we'll gather the crew together and do a debrief of where we've been.
Araya's just like, I think that sounds that's a great idea, Captain. It would be good to know what's going on. Kamara just nods. He's like, yes, it'd be good to know what happened. Obviously, you disappearing for several days, we weren't really sure what to do. Araya's been keeping things together, but it'd be good to understand exactly what's happened.
Believe me, I struggle to understand what has happened, but we have smarter people than me that also disappeared. So, yay.
Right.
I'm talking everyone but me.
Okay, well, let's get in the air. Do we know where we're heading next? What are we doing next, Captain?
Gathering more shards for Tian Gong. I believe we need all the power we can get in order to face
magic
what's coming.
All right. And you know where to go for this? We have a destination in mind?
We have a destination of sorts, yes. But again...
All right. Well, that's enough.
We'll let you know.
All right. Well, We'll start getting everyone back on the ship and aligned. We'll drop notices off for those people who have found employment. We'll let them know that we won't be returning. In a day, then we'll set sail in a day. And Araya just kind of nods. The crew will slowly be pulled back.
And the most elaborate salute, having not done it for weeks,
okay,
and months. It's just over the top, really over the top.
Okay, very.
It's good to see you all again.
It's truly an honor, Captain,
to be your captain.
I think Howard is like tearing up. You see Howard just like, so good to have you back, Captain. I'm so glad. What a motivational man you are.
And your food.
Thank you. And he's just like, I'm blessed, I feel honored, and you can see that Howard takes it all very seriously. Faith kind of like lingers around and just sort of like kind of gives you that comforting kind of look of like, yes, I'm glad that you're back and everything else. I think the only people that seem a little bit still out of sorts is Lantian, the young Asmar who is traveling with you. He's been out of sorts for a while now, especially after you had a big battle and he seemed a bit out of sorts. And Lookout's always a difficult one to read. Being a guardian, Lookout is less lively than a lot of the other guardians you've met. Lookout is very stoic, doesn't really convey emotions very well, so it's hard to get a read on how he feels. But everybody else, very glad that you're back and is happy to be looking forward to something.
I think I just, once Sentry gets back from shopping, take her aside and inform her that maybe now that you've got this big glowy everybody in you, that maybe Lookout could do with some checking in on. Maybe.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll give it a go.
Honestly, I have no idea what he's thinking or doing. Ever.
No, meaning he seems to do his job and he's very good at it.
Absolutely, yes. Well, so long as he keeps that up, I suppose.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'll
I've informed
it.
The whole crew that we're having a meeting tomorrow about everything that happened.
Okay. All right. Well, unless there is anything else, we can just skip ahead to tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Do you guys want to set sail? What's the plan? You guys tell me. What's the plan here?
I guess the only thing is how quickly people want to do this air elemental thing. Like, if we want to do it before we go, or what we'd like to do that. I guess that's really down to Tom and Quill. Like, how keen are you for a wing?
We're about to go underwater.
Two wings are good underwater.
That was something I forgot.
What?
I no longer have water breathing, so we might need to get someone to cast that on us. Crap. I no longer. That was the one thing. There was something in the back of my mind tickling my mind. Nova no longer has breathing. Great gift of the depths, so can't cast water breathing.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I hope you can hold your breath for a long time.
What if?
So it's Quill that need it. I'm fine. I can breathe underwater.
Sentry's
for some
fine.
Reason.
I can hold my breath.
It's because you're Storm Barbarian.
I know, it's because of my, it's because of my path.
Me and Quill will jump in Learman's tiny chest. And you can just...
Yeah.
And then you
just
put
carry
that in the bag
the chest in the bag.
Yeah.
Go in. Yeah. It'll work.
Like an airlock.
I mean, I will tell you, buying something like a scroll of water breathing isn't particularly hard. And Quill, because it is a cleric spell, Quill can, in theory, cast it from a scroll.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't find it. Water breathing.
Should be.
Yeah, it's not.
I might be wrong. Oh, I'm wrong.
because I was just going to prepare it the day before and just say, yep, we got it. But no, I ain't got it.
Who has access to it? Druid, ranger, sorcerer, wizard. Oh, yeah. Yeah. An artificer.
Sorcerer.
So, oh, it's a wizard spell. You are a multi-class wizard. Are you not, Quillic Adkalar?
I am.
Then you will be able to cast it. You will need to make a check because it's a higher level. Actually, no, because you have access to third level spells. So yeah, it's a wizard spell. So you'd be able to cast it from a scroll. One of the benefits of being a cleric wizard multi-class is with spell scrolls, as long as it appears on your class's spell list, you can cast a spell as long as you have a spell slot of the same level.
I mean, it works as sorcerer too.
Sorcerer can cast it, yeah. So sorcerer could cast it from a scroll. Yep.
So we can cast our own. Yeah.
Or I could learn it. In my book.
We retroactively.
It is not a ritual spell, so you would not be able to.
I cannot learn it in my
two.
Book.
Maybe four.
I think it'd be fine to buy a scroll.
Yeah. They are 300 gold for a scroll of water breathing.
Okay, maybe. 200
gold. My apologies. 200 gold.
Are they laminated?
I've got it.
No.
Then what's the point?
you put them in waterproof scroll cases and then hope you can find somewhere where you can cast it. Quick!
We're underwater.
Right, I spent 200 gold. Right. Done.
Nova, you have a scroll of water breathing.
You need two.
Nope. It Why casts up to
you
eight,
can cast
10
it on
creatures.
Loads of people.
By five then.
Yeah, crazy burb. Cool. I've spent all the platinum bars.
Okay. So, going back, now that you have purchased said scroll, you wanted to talk about this elemental, summoning this elemental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, It's down to you, Quill. Oh. It's down to how fast you want to wing. Let's do it. Let's beat this error on the Temple Slot, and then I can keep experimenting.
Like I said before, your eyes went very wide and we went back in time for a second. We're about to go underwater. I don't think an extra wing will help me. There.
I could make it.
Yeah, let's crack on with the plan, and then we can... But we've got loads of time between when we're traveling from picking up Tiangong to going to the Valley of Storms. So we've got loads of time on that journey. So maybe we should do Tiangong, then that, then.
And that sounds like someone with a plan. Giant
dragon.
Are we proposing to release an air elemental on our air vessel as we head towards a destination? Seems reckless to me.
Yeah, that was a concern of mine.
I think it would be quite fun.
Potentially ruin Lucius's ship.
I mean, we could set it down somewhere and take a break midway, fight, get back on the ship, then just...
We'll see if there's any islands en route. However, I think we should focus on the shard. As captain.
Captain's orders.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Very well.
Okay. So if there's nothing else that you guys want to do or discuss, go.
Herald question. Herald inquiry. Quill. Quill.
Me.
Would you be able to cast message for me? So I can send to Herald. Sending would be good, yeah. I've had a sleep. Sentry's had a sleep on it.
25 words?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are, gather guardians in City of Glass, locate Rook, keep him safe. I will join you soon. We don't have much time. Sentinel Prime. Kiss,
guys. XOXOXO.
This guy's Sentinel Prime, your god. I will cast that one of the nights of the journey, I suppose, and send that message.
Okay, one more thing for me.
Okay. I mean, sometimes, you guys.
To kill everything.
I just either want to catch up with Thalia or send Thalia a message as well, because what was her plan, Mark? Just refresh my memory. What was Thalia's plan?
She didn't really tell you her plan. She said that she was going to try and find a way to undo her curse. That was all she said.
Okay.
And make the twin star work in Eros as well.
Yeah. Those were the, She can fly it, but it doesn't fly as well. It doesn't. It's not particularly quick. Yeah.
I guess... We don't have to RP it, but is there? I don't know if there's time for me to have a conversation with her about how we're going to go and find the shard.
You'd have to travel all the way to the vineyard and then have a conversation with her. Yeah, so you, I mean, you can do that, but it's going to delay your trip. Or you can ask Quill to send the sending. You can have Quill do a sending. That's probably the easiest and fastest way. Just before we do that, before we do that, message back from Herald, because I'm just thinking about it now. The message you get back, Quill, when you send the message to Herald is understood, Sentinel Prime, have found some guardians already, will take them to City of Glass, be safe.
Oh, yay.
Okay, it's and then happening. Sending a message to Thalia.
Or I could dream it. I could have a little dream with her.
You could do that as well. What would you like to do?
No, we'll send a message to her. Quill. Message. Sending message. Message. Quill time. Dear Thalia, going to find Tiangong Shard. Do you want to come?
We've left.
I'm sure. I thought she was still. I thought she was still on the island. That's the thing. We don't know what she's doing. We just left her on the island, on the vineyard, and she was just gonna.
We're like a day out, and you're like, you want to come with?
Fuck you. Do you want to come? Coordinates as follows. Fuck. I don't know. That's
where's guys.
You made me lose count. You made me lose count. Where's guys?
There is some of that message goes through. Some of it includes, made me lose count, damn it.
We've and left.
That's, we've left.
Lots of
part of it as well.
Lots of and
lots
like, yeah.
of ums. The message you get back, Quill. Very sweet. Looking into my own affairs. Heard of a place called Horizon. Meet you there.
Oh, what she said.
yeah, that's what Thalia is sending back to you. That's it. No more.
Stay
you don't
safe.
Get another reply.
Miss
you don't get another reply. You don't get another reply.
Bye,
unless
BB.
Quill is sending another, casting another third level spell for you, which, looking at Tom's face, I don't think he is.
If we don't leave soon, I think Tom's actually going to implode.
I am assuming that, as Tom rightly pointed out, that you had already left and that this is on the first day of traveling out of Port Savano.
Now it can be, yes.
Yes, I'm assuming so.
Knowing their response.
Yeah. As you guys are making your way out and traveling, the airship lifts up into the skies and begins the slow journey. And you are going off to the Tiangong Shard, which I believe you had pinpointed as being somewhere between the continent of Giselle and Voxar. And there is a sea in between the two. And the Tiangong Shard was somewhere, supposed to be underwater somewhere in there. It's going to take you at least a couple of days to reach that. So the first day, Quill is doing all of these sendings, and then Lucius, you wanted to gather the crew together. So do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll inform this lot that I am doing that, so gather your thoughts as to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared to speak.
Sure.
Okay.
Crew assemble?
Just assume that, you don't need to say that. It's you gather them up, the party. Obviously, some of the crew are left maintaining the ship. Araya, Greylano, all of the main crew are there. Kamara and some of the wolf pack, including Faith, are all there. And the others are all working on the ship, doing their jobs.
Hello, everybody. You've already seen us returned, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, that's like murmurings. Like the wolf pack were like, what's going on? Don't know. Captain wants to talk to us.
I'm not sure if Kamara has informed you, but our departure from our point of view was far longer than 10 days due to some strange time rifts and timey-wimey weirdness. We've been gone on our end for months. A lot has happened from our perspective, and we've gone on quite the journey. So, here to dictate with thorough notes and detail, Nova Vija. And I step back and push Nova forward.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah.
So Nova was writing something when you said that. She's just dropped it all and she's like, what? Huh? What, What am I doing?
The wolf pack, the kind of main crew members of the wolf pack look very confused. Like, Lucius telling them that you've been gone longer than 10... Like, they don't really seem to understand it. Grey Lano and the others seem to kind of have an understanding of it. But yeah, a lot of this is kind of flowing over the crew's head at this point. But Nova, you step forward, having been shoved by your captain.
What the hell? What do you want me to tell them, Lucius? I wasn't paying attention.
The whole thing. Where we've been since we got teleported.
With all the details about Ixnay on the storm.
Surface stuff.
Surface.
Okay, but don't lie.
Okay.
Don't lie.
Don't lie, surface. Okay. We went to space, and Starbane's fleets were there, and we saw Demon King, and he was kind of gnarly. We got away from him. There was an alien who had a Tiangong shard, and he was an asshole.
Okay,
he lied
a lot.
Nova.
Thank you, Nova. There's a few things missing from that bit. So, crew, you remember that we went to the vineyard? To try and rescue the town.
Some nuns.
Yes, there was a strange weirdness going on. It turns out that there was a remnant of Hadar. Bad, really bad thing that's going to consume everything if we don't check in and make sure it's quelled. There was a rift there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quelled.
Murmuring.
Quelled. Not quill. Unfortunately... whilst trying to stop these forces of Hadar that are corrupting that land, there was something that teleported us to an entirely different planet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Beyond the cradle.
Outside of the cradle.
Okay. So you died?
No.
And like, no, it's not where it's, that's different. And they're, like, they're being shoved and like, now you idiot, shut up. And then Grey Lano is like, most of us, I think, understand, Captain. Please continue. Don't worry. We can explain it to them later.
And yes, now Nova.
We were teleported into space. Turns out there's a whole solar system up there. Most of it under the control of Starbane. And we almost got captured. Lucius and Quill almost died several times. We had to escape from Starbane. And did you know Ganas has a whole planet out there? Oh my gosh, I know the exact coordinates. I hardly want to go back there.
It's fine.
I can see. Don't hit me. We basically have been journeying. I don't know if anyone met Thalia. You raised your hand in a very threatening way. I'm very nervous right now. We met a Medusa lady, and she transported us back across astral space in her astral spaceship. She was an astral captain, and we had many adventures on the way back here. A lot of them were horrible, and we're back here, and Starbane's ship is right there, and I point at a certain coordinate, and we need to do things to stop this.
Kamara just kind of holds a hand up. It's just like,
why? I know what this question is.
Why are you telling us all of this? What's the purpose of this?
I don't really know, but thank you for coming to my Nova talk.
We appreciate
you.
You got transported somewhere. Go on, Ayla.
We were transported across space. We got on a spaceship. We made our way back. Starbane is out there, so it was a bit tricky, but we're here now. The end.
Okay.
And thanks to our outside perspective beyond the cradle, we know how big the looming threat of Starbane truly is. And thus, we have extra motive to become powerful and stop it while we still can. We know a way to do so.
Is this going to be putting us in more danger?
Absolutely.
Are you going to pay us more?
Every bit that we can afford will be dealt equally to the crew, because you all deserve it.
Kamara looks around. Are you happy with that? Pack? The wolves and the beastmen are all like, yeah? Are we getting paid? Yeah? 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 Dangerous? How dangerous? Do we have to fight stuff? We probably will, yes. That's all right. I like fighting stuff. I know. They're fine with it, Captain Lucius. The main thing is, have you brought anything that's going to endanger this crew? Is there anything we need to be worried about that's on this ship now?
I don't believe so. If anything, we've brought strange new technologies that could actually aid us.
That are going to blow up?
They're not Starbane. They
are that's good.
Technologies of vehicles and spaceflight.
Sure. Well, that's all a bit beyond us. We'll leave that in Engineer Nova's hands. As long as we're not in any immediate danger, and we know what you're up against. You've told us before that you are fighting against this Starbane and that it's a real threat. As long as we're being paid and you're not putting us in any unnecessary danger, that's fine.
Well, I have no contract for you all. Again, like I said before, anytime we go and do a new challenge like this, there is no... what's the word I'm looking for? I'm snapping at Quill with my fingers. The Quill.
Mandatory.
Pressure.
There is no shame in leaving.
Oh.
Noted.
Oh.
Well, our next step is to go find this shard of Nova's weapon, yes?
Yes.
Then I think we're all fine with that. And then when you decide what you're doing after that, tell us what that is and we'll make our decision then.
Right. Thank you. And that is all. Dismissed!
Kamara whistles and the wolf pack begins scattering. Greylano makes her way over. Like, the officers are a little bit different. Like, the wolf pack is the general crew. There's, you know, 10, 15 of them. So they kind of dominate the main crew that run the airship. Greylano, the half-orc doctor, comes up. She just kind of nods. Whatever is happening, I want to help. I want to be of whatever use I can. And then she'll just nod and go downstairs. Lansian and Howard kind of make their way up together. Lansian just looks a bit confused. He's like, I don't really understand everything that you were just talking about. It sounds like we're going to be doing a bit more fighting. I might need to think about if I want to stay on off. I need to think about it. But thanks for telling us, Captain. Howard's just like, well, I'm not going around anywhere, Captain. I'm still going to be here. Not much of a fighter, but I'll be making food like always. Hey! And then he just kind of makes his way downstairs. Penny, your kind of marksman and gunner, just kind of nods in your direction, says, like, as long as I get to shoot stuff, and then just makes her way downstairs. Doesn't seem to be that bothered. Lookout just looks in your direction, looks towards you, Sentry. Lookout is just staring at you. Sentinel Prime, will you be engaging in this endeavor?
I hope so, yes. That's the intention.
And you believe it is important for the Guardian species to be involved?
Extremely. Starbane is a real threat. And for us all to survive, we need to
Then I will not be leaving. I will remain by Sentinel Prime's side.
Thank you.
And he just almost like robotically turns around, moves to the mast, and then scales up to the crow's nest and just like just makes his way. Yeah, the whole crew just
obligation. That's the word.
Thank you. Thank you, Quill. I put that in my brain box. I remember that for the next speech. Yep. Thank you, Quartermaster Quill. Sentry, do you now that you have all of them in your belly, do you have a sense of when people are nearing the end of their, you know, time?
Would Sentry know that?
It's not something you've experienced yet, but then again, you've not really been around other Guardians since you became Sentinel Prime. It's true. Only really been Lookout. Yeah. You've never had a sensation from Lookout that you think that Lookout might be nearing their lifespan end.
I wonder if reasonable for you.
I don't necessarily mean Lookout, but if we're on a journey and we come across more of your kind, when you know when to help them or to help them pass and be reborn.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. And he walks away.
Yeah, it's just you haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah.
Yes, Nova.
Real quickly, Lucius, could you come back here, please?
Yes. He spins back around.
We are all alone now on the deck.
I mean, you can go into the captain's quarters and then you'll be private. Yeah, you'll be alone.
Can we have a quick captain's quarters meeting? I need to tell you all about something that may or may not have happened, and I don't want people to get all excited and throw me into the ocean. Please. And then...
Yes, right. Yeah. Let's gather everybody and I'll see you there now.
Questionable captain's orders. Yes.
I suppose we can, yes. The five of you gathering Lucius's quarters.
Just in the interest of openness and, you know, just, you know, so we don't repeat another explosive situation. Had a little message from the big S, the big KS. He called.
Oh, KS.
Here we go.
I don't think Ayla would know who KS is either. Like, with her intelligence of 9, it's like, can't what?
I'm going to need you to be more specific.
Calistar Bean.
Oh, the big shithead.
Yeah.
The big KS, SH.
Him. Yeah, the big POS. He visited me in a dream again last night.
How invasive.
What did he want?
Well, on the plus side, he said it was going to be the last time that he was going to talk to me this way, and if he ever saw me again in person, he was probably going to kill me.
I mean, I could have told us that, but...
Yeah. Sure.
What does this mean?
He looked tired. He looked really and sounded really tired. And I don't know if upset is the right word, but I mean, he showed me Ganas. He showed me what my homeworld looked like. He tried to appeal to me again, I think. And I think he's confirmed that things are happening. I think he's gonna, whatever plans he's got, this is it. He's putting them into motion. He sounded sad.
Poor guy. And then... So, just out of interest, did he give you any directions? Did he give you any orders like last time?
No. He sounded like he pretty much decided that I was a lost cause to him, and he said that I reminded him of a young him.
Oh, well, I mean, that's some sort of good news.
I'm so sorry.
Considered useless to starving.
The thing
but
is...
I guess...
Why are you so... Not to be offensive or anything, why is he continually... seeking you out? Is it because of Tiangong? Does he want that? All the pieces? Why is that so prudent to his invasion when he's got masses of forces at his beck and call? Why does he need you on top of everything else?
Because I know things. I have Tiangong. I know where the leader's meeting is going to be. I am corruptible.
He's
the
taking
ILS.
Time.
I'm
a leader of planet, planes, everything. Using his dreams to get to you.
I wanted to, but when he said he saw something in me, maybe, I don't know, maybe he thought I could be the next... No, it's not that. I don't know. And he said that he doesn't want to talk to me anymore, so he's not going to talk to me anymore. I can obviously talk to him. I tried to appeal to him again. I tried to ask him to meet and talk, and I tried to appeal to him about fighting Hadar together, but I think he's pretty set on his path. if I talk to him again, I know that I can talk, I can probably talk to him again at least once, probably mostly once, and shoot my shot, but I need to have something big to convince him. Something huge. Maybe.
I think from what we,
valor.
What we saw outside the cradle, I think his intentions are very clear. I very much doubt he's going to waver on that. I think he's ready.
Whatever you offer him, he's not gonna care. And even if he does, and he talks to us, and he pretends to be on our side, he's not on our side. He blows up planets. He kills people. He doesn't care. He's not gonna side with us.
He cares about Vala.
Something is specific. Yeah, sure. But he doesn't care about anything else in this world. And that includes all of us.
That's what I'm saying.
So he is...
If Vala is here on Erois... Will he blow it up? Will he turn it into the world engine? Will he turn it into this giant weapon that he wants to use against Hadar?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't put it past him.
Did he not kill
Because he's
Tiesca?
Just that kind of dude. Exactly.
No,
I don't think there's anything to
she
stop him.
She sacrificed herself. She right. sacrificed herself to create the cradle. He did hurt her, but he didn't kill her.
This is a man that's driven. He's got his goal set. Hadar must be vanquished at all costs. I don't think anything's going to stop him doing that. Sacrifices be damned. Either way, we need to be stronger and we need to stop it ourselves. We don't need to bargain with him. We need to protect ourselves and protect Erois.
He's already come here.
I think we should be... We should probably be asking the leader of the biggest offensive army that we have against him. Sentry, how do you feel about Starbane?
You know how I feel. My feelings are very clear. Like I just said, he's already come here. And the first time he came here, he destroyed. Without thought, it was endless. He's only going to come back stronger. Luckily, he didn't get to us the first time. But now he's going to come back harder, stronger. It's going to be difficult. But we need,
there were people
we need to
back
stop
then
him.
That would have been bargaining and begging with him to stop. And they didn't want to do it. If he didn't stop then, he won't stop this time.
He's been planning this for Lord knows how long. Anyway.
Well.
I just thought you should
know. Yeah.
I just thought
with
you should
the shard,
about the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Nova, you begin to kind of feel Tiangong's sentience awakening almost. It's like feeling somebody drifting awake. Shard.
You okay there, Tiangong?
Hear the word. Shard. Nearby.
Can you pinpoint exactly where?
They can only speak in one word phrases, so I'm trying to think of like how they would answer that question in a one word phrase.
Maybe like a heading, like a north, south, east, or west.
Yeah, I think they would say
is this in the meeting room that Tiangong starts?
Yeah, yeah, everyone can hear it as well. Yeah, yeah, it's in the meeting room. Okay. No, it's in the meeting room. Everybody can hear when Tiangong speaks as well. Can you give a clear?
I could
sense.
Bring a map out of the area.
Yeah, I mean, just... if Quill wants to like bring a map out and things like that, yeah.
Just puts his finger along until.
Slowly glide him along.
Cold.
If you did that, if Quill was literally holding a talon over the map and slowly drawing a line, then Tiangong wouldn't say, wouldn't be like, no. But as you start moving your gap, Tiangong says, there, nearby.
That's the place.
And it's actually different to where you saw it the first time, Quill.
it looks like it has traveled maybe half a day east. Still in the ocean, but it's moved half a day east. So you'll be there in a few hours.
What's got it?
All right.
Something and a shark. It.
Sorry, Nova. Can't get it. Gone. Lost cause.
Cthulhu's got it now.
We're not fighting a Tiangong shark.
Could just be the currents taking it. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh yeah, you're right. Wishful thinking.
Sure. Well, you'll be there in a few hours if you continue at the current pace.
Sure.
Tiangong. Any preparations we should make?
Well, casting the water breathing would be a start. But I have a quick question. Tiangong, in your experience, can Starbane be bargained with?
Affirmative.
Uh-huh. Good.
After
it would
a long
have to
pause,
be something huge.
After a long pause, you just hear, Eterna.
As in, the Eterna could bargain with him, or...?
Negative. History. Eterna. Bargain.
So, in history, did Eterna bargain with him?
Affirmative.
And you made a deal with him?
Affirmative.
That's why this ship's powered by him.
Affirmative. And if that's not Lucius, then he doesn't obviously say that. I assume often when you guys say things, it's characters saying it. Yeah.
That's why the ships are powered by him.
Affirmative.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Quill.
So what... What did you bargain? What did Eterna get?
Survival.
Hmm.
So we can bargain with him for survival, but we'd have to give up... It's impossible. He wants the world engine, and the world engine is the planet.
Survival.
At most, he might agree to saving Erosians and relocating them. He's done that for other planets. I think that's it.
Weren't they also harvesting Guardians at one point?
I mean, what hasn't this empire done, Quill? I'm not saying we bargain. I was trying to think of an angle, but none of these are doable. Unless Erosians want to go off planet.
Well.
This is our home. Anyway. The shark.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you guys want to continue this conversation, you can do. But if not, we can just skip ahead a few hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Lookout is the one who calls out for the first. You hear Lookout call from the top of the crow's nest. Island incoming nearby. And you hear them kind of climbing down from the crow's nest, reports to the captain. Captain, I have seen that several miles from here, a small island is in the middle of the ocean. It does not appear to be on any of Master Quillick's maps. I have studied them rigorously, and this island is uncharted.
Thank you, Lookout. I'll notify everybody else.
It was difficult. Once we get closer, I can get a closer view, but there did appear to be some buildings, perhaps, on it. Quite a lush jungle, tropical in nature.
Araya?
Yes, Captain, yes. And kind of like leans down.
I think we should get...
What do we want to do about this?
Top deck ready. People on the gun positions, just in case. It's a defensive. We do not strike first. Only to protect the airship itself.
We've got... Yes, we can have the crew armed with crossbows and that sort of thing. Penny can mount the underside ballista if you are expecting any danger. Drawing the airship, I mean, we can't really sneak up on the island with the airship, so I'm assuming you want to go in there fully armed and loaded, as if we're expecting trouble, I'm assuming?
I expect the worst, hope for the best, you know the drill.
All right. We'll begin making those preparations. All right, crew. And she begins calling out orders and getting everybody to get their armor on, get weapons ready, and prep the sails. But she slows the ship. Over the next few minutes, you begin to see this island. It's not the largest island. It's big, but it probably only would have a small settlement on it, covered in thick tropical, almost swamp-like forests. You can see that water spills up onto it and has formed stagnant pools, and there appear to be several stone structures. You are far enough away that likely anything on the island will have seen the ship, but you could still get off the airship and approach the island stealthily as long as the airship remained up in the air. Or you can bring the airship down and just be like, yo, what's up? We're here.
Don't mind.
Hey, what's up? Friendly?
Yeah. I'll consult
obviously,
my
if
party.
They are not friendly, the airship may come under attack.
Hey, what up? We'll be hostile.
Do we want to keep the airship at a distance and for us to approach the island ourselves, or do we need the airship as a defense? What do you think?
Depends how armed they are. If it's a uncharted island, it could be ruins, it could be... Well,
might not be anybody there.
We could go scout, right? It's a small island. It's not like an army is going to be on there.
Yeah, let's keep the crew and the ship safe.
Right. Okay, let's get ready then. With those scrolls, Quill.
Yes. Wait, is this island near the actual shard? Or is this...
Nova, do you ask Tiangong, like...
Yeah, I would probably be... While we're having these conversations, I'd be checking in with Tiangong to ask.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've done the kind of sensing a shard before, and you can tell that... and I think that you would notice that as Tiangong's sentience has increased... Your ability to find and detect other shards is becoming sharper and sharper. And that the shard is down on that island in one of the stone buildings.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, that doesn't mean we don't need to swim. Yeah! Could've got a wing.
Don't we?
Don't you?
We'll see.
We still might.
We'll see.
Cool. Go on.
I'd ask Araya to get us low enough so that we can safely jump into the ocean.
Well, it's also being an airship, like, they have long ropes that you can basically abseil down to the sea, so they don't need to bring you like all the way down to sea level. They can hover you about 100 feet off and then kind of rise back up after dropping you into the sea. There is even a small boat. There's like a small rowing boat that you can use as well. The rowing boat, actually, it can't fly on its own, but it has an almost permanent feather fall, which allows it to kind of drift down, so it's almost like a landing vessel. It's clumsy to drive, but you could, like a hang glider, you can almost kind of float it in, so you could probably land on the on the island in your little rowing vessel.
Aww.
Float, cool. Float. We'll call it. We'll call it a float ship. Call it a float ship.
Amazing.
They're cute.
Amazing. That's adorable.
Drop ship. Drop ships are perfect. you could get in the drop ship, and then probably Quill, because he has experience with vehicles, could navigate it. Just has a basic tiller, and it doesn't need strength. This is all about just pure reflexes and ability to perceive wind currents, which makes Quill perfect for it. So he could just glide the drop ship down onto the island.
Cool.
Okay. We will have you guys do that. So I'm going to give you a choice. This settlement, there appear to be, as you get closer and closer in the drop ship, you can see that, there are these kind of like swamp-like pools and ponds scattered all over this large, kind of thick domed island. The stone structures, there's three of them. The main one seems to be kind of raised up over the rest. It almost has like a temple look to it, built from loose cobbled stones, maybe salvaged from shores or from underwater. You can land. I mean, the island isn't that big. You basically can land. Do you want to land north of this main building? Do you want to land south of it, or to the east, or to the west?
I mean, without knowing the layout.
It's difficult to see. Yeah, it's D4? You can't really see it. There's a thick... Yeah, you can D4 if you want.
Could you ask Yangong, well, which Tom's... is like the most... Wait,
oh. Oh, yeah.
It's so, Tom's so... guiding the ship. So
what can I, what direction are we coming from, and what can I see from the current landing point?
You are coming from the island's east, so you can see from where you are. There is a very large stagnant looking pond with what appears to be some wooden bridges over it. Thick kind of muddy looking mire like land. There is some grass, but it almost looks to be more like a bog. Down there. There are some trees. You're beginning to see like faint shapes of tents and these three stone buildings. The largest one is at the very center and is raised up almost as if it's on a giant mound, like a giant kind of curved mound.
Sounds like the moment we land there, it's going to be hard to get the damn boat out again. Swampy.
Well, this thing can't fly on its own. This boat is for dropping you off, not getting back up to the airship. You'll need the airship to come and pick you up, if you want that.
Yeah, that seems inhabited, and landing dead center of that sounds like a bad idea.
Okay, so what's the call? Do you want to go on to like the far western side? You're approaching from the east, so you could scoop the drop ship around in a wide arc and come from the west.
South. Yeah, just sort of go around the south and then sort of circle around as I'm heading towards the west. So I can sort of see both those points as well.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, before you guys land, as the dropship comes in, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, you guys will land on this strange island.
Uncharted territory. No.
You know.
Mine! I hope you, I will not!
Sorry.